Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, June 26th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the debate raging in the country about the use of Shona in teaching some students in the Matabeleland region.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
They come from provinces outside Matabeleland. They speak predominantly Shona. They are deployed into schools that hardly even know a word, I mean, or a Shona word. The teacher has to teach grade 1, 2, and grade 3. Already that is a recipe for disaster. When that child gets to grade 7, half of the stuff that the child should have learned by the time they get to grade 7 will have been lost because it was taught to them in the language that they did not understand.
Ababalisi bakhona kodwa phela kulolunye uhambo olwavumelana abantu laba ukuthi isigaba sangapha sibasifilise emanzini abayithi i-grand plan. Ungaya esibhedlela uzabona amanesi akhuluma umhlobo olungasothi Ndebele. Emapholiseni kunjalo, ematitsheni avele sokunjalo. Yinto eyafezwayo ukuthi uma sifuna ukubhidlisa abakamthwakazi, phangisanini libhidlise ulimi lwamasiko.
Bambuguru riripo rokuti mwana unofanirwa kudzidziswa nezvikuru kana achitanga nemutauro waamai vake. Vadzidzisi vacho ndokusina. Saka zvotoda kuti hurumende izviongorore zvakasimba kuti ione kuti ingaita sei kuti vadzidzisi vacho vaveko.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about, of course, the language debate.
Debate is raging over the appointment of Shona-speaking teachers to allegedly teach Ndebele in the Matabeleland region, with education officials saying their efforts to engage specialist teachers to address this anomaly. Senior Minister of State in the President's Office, Simon Kayamoyo, has summoned the Primary and Secondary Education Minister, Lazarus Togora, to explain the policy of engaging non-Ndebele-speaking teachers in the Matabeleland region.
The Constitution of Zimbabwe, though, has a provision for 16 official languages, a situation that should naturally lead to major reforms in the education sector. And these languages include Nambia, Tonga, and other languages that were once considered minority languages. But the problem now is that the cash-strapped Harare government is saying that it does not have the resources to introduce reforms in the education sector to ensure that these complaints about the use of certain languages in certain provinces is stopped. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo mfowethu.
Of course, masi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yevarairidzi mudunhu rekuma Matabeleland nedzimwewo nzvimbo dziri munyika umo. Pane kuchema-chema kuri kuma Matabeleland kuti vadzidzisi vakawanda variko ikoko havatogoni kutaura Chindevere. Vakawanda vacho vanenge vachitaura Shona. Kuchitiwo kune mamwewo marudzi akaita sana Kalanga, vana Venda, vana Nambia vari kutiwo kunyange bumbiro remutemo riri kuti mitauro iyoyi yakucherechedzwa semitauro yenyika. Hapana chiri kuitwa nehurumende kuona kuti yadzidziswawo muzvikoro, varingomanikidzwa kuti vanenge vachingonyora icho chishona nechindebele pasina mukana wekuti vange vachinyorawo bvunzo mundimi dzavanenge vachitaura. Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke blessing uzabantu bekhuluma sibile kwamagama nqa usukhangela ke uFacebook lamhlanje abantu abaningi bathi lokho kwenzakalayo kuyahlupa esikwaziyo lapha ukuthi ye akukhona amatitshala asendaweni ezijeneyo asemathubeleni angakwanisa ukukhuluma indimi zakhona pendaweni so ke abantwana ugcine ngazani bayakhathazwa ikhonoko ukuthi uzafunda ungazani kawuzwisisi ukuthi bakhuluma ngani sizwile ke usitsho lapho ukuthi umnumzana uSimon Khayamoyo useceleke ukuthi azwe kuma education officers ukuthi kambe ukuhamba njani kodwa ke sifuna ke uZulu yena ngwakhe aphume lamhla ke asitshele ukuthi ukuhamba njani ye Zulu kandaba nathi udaba udaba egudwini ukuthi kulabantu abafundisa ke isi ongaso sindebele lapha likhona khona ngapho eMathewel region njalo sizwe ngokuthi ilizwe lonke kambe vele ukuhamba njani inombolo ufone kanye siyakufona khona ngapho 001 202 619 2077 ye khulumani sizwe Zulu kandaba.
And for our soccer fans, just a quick update on what is coming from Brazil, the 2014 World Cup. Ghana is out after losing 2-1 to Portugal. And the United States and Germany advanced, although the United States lost 1-0 to Germany. It qualified, so Ghana is going home. And though the good news, Gibbs, is that Nigeria did qualify to go to the knockout stage, the round of 16. And there's another match that will be coming up that is indeed of interest to most of our listeners in Zimbabwe. It's Algeria that is coming at 10 p.m. Zimbabwean time. Algeria is playing Russia, and the other match in that group is pitting South Korea and Belgium. So watch out for the next match coming up at 10 p.m., Algeria versus Russia. Gibbs.
There are always hopes that maybe Algeria will, for the first time, you know, proceed to the next
It has never round. Advanced it has beyond never, yes, the yes. first stage.
So there are so many hopes. Now we've got our two cases, you know, lined up right now, blessing. First of all, we've got Mr. Elvis Murray, who is an educationist, writer, and current National Arts Council director. Mr. Murray, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
Very fine. Stay on the line. We also have Mr. Tandego Zintimkandla, who is an educationist and social commentator. Mr. Mkandla, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening to all you and the listeners.
I think we also have another.
Yes, that is Mr. David Zatsunga, president of the College Lecturers Association of Zimbabwe. Mr. Zatsunga, good evening.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with Mr. Mkandla. Mr. Mkandla, tell us about this debate in Matabeleland over non-Ndebele-speaking teachers. What is happening in the region?
Yeah, that is a very sensitive issue, which unfortunately some people seem not to fully understand that it's nothing to do with the tribal element. It's purely an educational and developmental issue. It has been realized that quite a number of schools, I'll talk about Matabeleland, which I'm very sure of, there are teachers, qualified teachers, perhaps, who are not able to teach the local language, more so for the lower grades, grades 1, grade 2, grade 3. And in the process of teaching, having been a teacher myself, sometimes it is very necessary to teach a language within a certain context so that people understand what is happening. And sometimes at that early age, it may be necessary to use the local language for the child to grasp the concept properly in English. I'll give you an example. Now, when you go into a restaurant and in Matabeleland, isiChwala, which is thick porridge, has been written as Sadza. And we have children who believe that the word Sadza is English, not knowing that it is Shona. So we are saying these are some of the things that children will grow up with. Because remember, when they get to school, they need a strong foundation for them to develop proper concepts with the passage of time. Yes, in Matabeleland, there's this outcry that we have people who may not be able to teach effectively because they do not know the language. Because the language is not in a vacuum, it is within a cultural context. And if one is not very careful, you may teach wrong things, hoping that they are okay. But when they go out into the community, they find that what the teacher taught us is not the right thing. Then let me just quickly add and say, this may not be among the Ndebele-speaking people only. It may be a universal educational phenomenon that children, when they go to school, in their early formative years at school, they need to have a strong foundation, and this is enhanced by the mother language being taught to them properly.
Thank you, Mr. Mkantla. Gibbs.
Now, coming to you, Mr. Elvis Murray, I guess at one stage you actually conducted some research in Zimbabwe concerning this issue of languages. So now, what do you think the problem is here?
Well, my experience was part of the Grammar Sangha Commission. I was one of the secretariat members who were looking at the whole curriculum issue and how it can be reformed. And I think what Ms. Kandia is saying is very true. What should actually be happening is that when a primary school deployment are done, they must be sensitive to the languages of the children that are going to be taught. At least the policy that was in place, and I believe it's still the one that is in place, is that at primary school, for the first 3 years, the child must be taught based on their own mother language. For instructional purposes. Remember, at those ages, it is the mother tongue that the child has been socialized from the age of the birth until those ages. And it is important that the teachers that teach the different languages at primary school, at those levels, they must be very conversant with the language of the child. And they must be provided with all the cultural domain that can assist in the teaching. So it is very important that as deployments are done for those levels, they have to be sensitive to those issues.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mare. Now, Mr. Dzatsunga, you are in the business of training teachers. What is the problem here? Is this a deliberate policy by the government, or there are simply very few Ndebele teachers? What's happening?
Yeah, what I could say is the problem is really a bit more, not as simple as people put it. In the teacher training field where I am, we don't see a lot of Ndebele student teachers coming in to train. I wouldn't know whether this is a result of certain factors that is beyond the authorities' control, or whether it is something else. But basically, the issue is that I do know that at a number of colleges, there was a deliberate policy to say every college must employ a Ndebele lecturer. But then these lecturers ended up redundant, because there were no students, and colleges were then forced to redeploy them to other areas, such as sphere of education or the other areas in the teacher training curriculum. So I think this is where the problem is, that there are not many students applying to train as teachers coming into colleges to train specifically in that language area. I'm a language teacher myself, and I do agree with my fellow panelists that it is critical that the cognitive development of a child be normally be is enhanced if instruction is then offered in their mother language at inception. So I think it's critical for us to understand that there aren't many people coming from that area, that region, to train as teachers at the moment. I know there is one college in Matabeleland of North that trains primary school teachers, that is Eswam Kavuko. But short of that, there aren't that many other colleges. also. But even when you go to Joshua Mutavuko, you would find that quite the biggest percentage of students are Shona speaking, as it were. So that is the problem, as I see.
Yeah, maybe your quick reaction, Mr. Mkandla, to what Mr. Tsatsunga is saying.
In a way, yes, but let me just hasten to say, I haven't been a college lecturer myself. Then this problem was there. It is all again something which is a little bit nebulous in terms of policy, because you could see people coming from across the country, and the argument then was these colleges are national colleges. They are not regional colleges, and therefore they can take anybody from anywhere. And in terms of language, it meant that only about 10 to 15%, if it was that thing was stuck to, would come from Matabeleland. However, I would like to commend the Joshua Mutavuko College this year, because they went out of their way to make sure that people from this part of the country in Matabeleland, to boost the number of Ndebele teachers, they were given first preference. And there is nothing wrong with that. Affirmative action has to be taken note of to improve this deplorable situation where people at the end people think that there are no people in Matabeleland who would like to be teachers. I don't think that is true. Having played as a teacher myself, and having played teachers and living amongst the people, I know there are many people who would like to be teachers if they have the proper qualifications. I think colleges, especially those that are in Matabeleland, without being discriminatory, they must have affirmative action for the Ndebele speakers. Remember, when we say Ndebele speakers, we mean those who are conversant in the language. We have some people with Shona surnames who were born and bred in Bulawayo. Those are as good as Ndebele people. If they want to train, to teach, yes, we are saying let there be affirmative action to improve on this disparity in teaching of languages.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mkandla. Ngithatha ke umnumzana Ngqobile Ndlovu lapha blessing. Ngqobile Ndlovu utshona njani?
Ngqobile manje.
Yo Ngqobile M, Ngqobile utshona njani? Kumbe Ngqobani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ye Ngqobani sibonga bani baba.
Manchinga.
Ko Manchinga kunjani ke Manchinga?
Ngiyaphila kunjani manje?
Hayi mbijani uzwakala ungani udani lesibili Manchinga. Udaniswa ludaba lolu kumbe kukhona okukhona ukuthi Ghana ayisekho ku-World Cup yikuphi manje?
Ngidaniswa ludaba lolu ngoba lolu daba lubuhlungu lolu.
Akuphosela kuba?
Ngicela nje ukubuza ukuthi kanti abantu besiNdebeleni ngesikhathi kushanisha abelunga befundiswa kwenzakalani kwathi ngoba sokubukisa abantu abamnyama okuthi abantu besiNdebele ngabahlumbonga. And okunye ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi kanti uma bethi a-qualified teacher, umuntu uma efundisa ulimi angakaziyo is he-qualified? Bathoni lapha ngizwisise. Uma bethatha umuntu ongazisi iNdebele kodwa akafundisi iNdebele, bacede bathi is a-qualified teacher, yini le kushoni lo?
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Akubuza umbuzo
into ongayaziyo uyifundisa kusho ukuthi you are not qualified.
Aha. So yeah, bengicela ukuthi ubuze umbuzo lo ubaba ke okhona lapho umnomzana Elvis Mare. Angibona zani uyakwazi okwezinto lokho. Akumbuze sibili ngesikhiwa khona ukuthi amaNdebele ayifundile njalo abanye efundisa. Akuphonga ukuthi cha ngesikhiwa khona lapho umbuze sizinto yathini.
Okay. I don't understand what is happening now. Because when this country was being run by white people, that we had enough Ndebele teachers and Ndebele people were educated. Why is it now that this country is ruled by black people? Now it is, they are saying Ndebele people are not educated. What is it exactly that happened?
Mr. Mari, can you take this question?
Yes, can you come again with the question?
Buza ngubani, mbuze futhi baba, uphakamisile izwi.
Okay, I'm saying when Zimbabwe, when it was Rhodesia, when it was being ruled by white people, Ndebele people were educated. We had enough teachers who were teaching Ndebele. This time, it's a black, we have got a black president. Now, you are saying the very people are not educated. So we don't have enough the very people. What happened?
Well, for me, maybe I may not be able to specifically respond in terms of what might be happening in terms of the number of teachers that are available to teach the different subjects which are locally, which are based in local language. But I think when you look at the whole scenario, it may not necessarily affect just one language level. I think we are talking even of Tonga, Nambia, Changani, in terms of teachers, and that will be able to teach at the levels of the primary school. That is the foundation level, where even when you talk of the content areas like sciences and languages, you need to be using the best language, the local languages. Uh-huh. And so when we are talking about the problem of the languages affecting education, we may need to broaden it, not only to touch on just Ndebele, but also to touch on all the other languages that have been affected in this country in terms of the deployment. Whether the deployment has just arisen today, or is just a question of people having realized because of how it is affecting their children, I may not be very competent to really say at what point is the issue of language in terms of the teachers in the primary school came about. But I want to believe where it is, it has affected the learning and teaching of the teachers in our school.
Thank you so much, Mr. Maris. Tembo kuti ngobani uzwele khona ngapho baba. Sesizacela ke ukuthi engxenye sizabadinga abe education bekuphendule kuhle. Bakutshele ukuthi uhamba njani. Ube ulalela uhlelo uzasiza ukuthi siya ngapho.
Ngicela ukuthi akaphendule njalo le ndaba yokuthi batho uma bethi qualified teacher but someone teaching the language that he cannot speak.
Yeah, hayi sizwile kakhulu, sizambuza futhi. Yes, sizambuza futhi baba. Sibongile kakhulu ukuthi ufonile. Sizafaka umbuzo wakho, siqhubeka sinjalo. Siyabonga.
Of course, we also encourage our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp. Here's what people are saying on WhatsApp. Ben says, it's best if government makes it mandatory for all teachers to know both English and Ndebele and regionalize teacher training institutions so there are adequate teachers for each region. Muteros anotie, icho icho kwadi ngati dzidzema languages ese munyika. Karonga anotie dai hurumende yaedza kuisa varairidzi vanogona mutauro weNdebele kune vana vekumatebeland vasaita dambudziko muzvidzidzo zvavo. Kungoti hurumende yedu haina kurongeka. Daniel says, some teachers are choosy. They prefer electricity at schools of their choice. And so those who are less choosy penetrate the zones that are shunned by others. And some are intermarried to the Ndebeles and hence they prefer working near their spouses. Some areas were deserted during the economic meltdown. And the southern region has more of these cases of teachers flocking to neighboring countries. There are more factors to this than meet the eye. And Given says, my view on this issue is to teach one of these 16 languages where it is more popular. For example, Tonga must be taught in both primary and secondary education in Binga district as compared to Gokwe, where Shona is dominant. Gibson says it's true, they are justified. Vindlov says the low pass rate in the Ro-Matabeleland region can be directly blamed to non-Ndebele-speaking teachers, especially at primary school level. Poor foundation in primary levels will definitely affect their performance when they get to secondary levels. Statistics do indicate that the schools in Matabeleland are not faring well. Tino says, yes, a Shona speaker must teach only Shona and other English languages. Same applies to the Ndebele in any place in Zimbabwe, not only in their respective places, in order to spread tribal heritage to new generations. Prosper says the government should deploy teachers to their home areas. Interesting. That's the best way to deal with the language problem. This is not the ultimate solution, because in other subject areas, teachers and students have to use specialized vocabulary. Gibbs?
Yeah, on Facebook, Blessing, we've got several messages too. We've got one from Tamsanga Mlilo, who writes, the creation of regions along tribal lines is a colonial legacy which is inadvertently entrenching and celebrating certain issues in Zimbabwe. The best place to learn a mother language is at home. The schools play a secondary role. What have we done as parents to inculcate our respective cultures and languages to our children? And then it goes further to say, hegemonic tendencies manifest themselves in various forms and shapes. Let us give our kids an opportunity to learn as many languages as possible wherever they are in Zimbabwe. Then of what Solo Sitole, who writes, teachers must speak English only. Then of what Paul Chuma, who says, no kids have to be taught in their own languages, not in Shona or Ndebele, only as if they are the only languages in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Then Imoken Dube chips in and says, oh, this is good news for all Zimbabweans. Let us learn all the languages. Then what Leo, who writes, I support the idea of promoting other languages. This will see other cultures being promoted as well. And these cultures have been suppressed for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Ndebele and Shona are not the only languages in our nation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work together towards a rainbow nation.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Noah Tsunda, who writes, we must have a crash program on languages in Zimbabwe because the constitution gave us 16 languages.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is totally unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
How can you teach a Shona grade one if you can't speak a language? All countries use their languages. For example, France teaches in French. Then Tlonipani Ndebele writes, the problem is that the Zimbabwean constitution simply grants official status to these languages, and there's no legislative framework or implementation plans. There has to be a clear roadmap if we really want to see indigenous languages being used in education. Otherwise, it will remain a pipe dream and our languages will die one day. Lastly, we've got Rodwell Shambamoto says, it will only work out nicely when we have a non-tribalist government. Not now with this current black rulers. Banofunga kuti Shona ndiko kuti Zimbabwe. Did I get it right? Right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So I think from now onwards, you're going to ask questions in Ndebele, and I'll ask questions in Shona.
Mm-hmm.
Wait and see.
And people are saying we want you to ask in Tonga and Venda. Not only Shona and Ndebele.
Yes. So you are going to do Chivenda.
I can do now.
Excellent. So now, and then Milton says, Chivenda as well needs to be spoken. And then with the slow nums and Utembela, Oti, Siababong is a abantu bakobulawayo. Uhlelo lwabafundi sengathi lungaphumelela ababalisi bafundise abafundi isikhiwa ngoba yiso esixhumanisa abantu abehlukeneyo. Ye, ngesiNdebele, uphosele khonapho ke ku WhatsApp. Sizadinga futhi kule imlayezelo ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Ye, so asiqhubeke futhi.
Regaiti dzoke kuna vamari. Vamari vamwe vari kugununguna kuti kana pachitaurwa zvinoita sounge Shona chete neNdebele ndo mitauro inenge inofanira kungotaurwa nezvayo. Ko mimwewo mitauro yakaita sana Nambia, vana Kalanga, vana Venda zviri kufamba sei?
Ndotinda saka ndati paya kana tichitaura nedambudziko remaiwanisa vana vedu muzvikoro, pamwe zvinoda kuti titarise tisina kungonangana nemitauro mumwe chete, nekuti kune mitauro sezvaazvitaura vamwe mitauro yakapuwa muconstitution yedu inoshatisii. Zvazvinoreva izvi ndezvekuti patitange tinyora kunyange ari mabhuku achipablishiwa, kunyange ari maticha achipinzwa muzvikoro, vosingavadzatinga vambotaura nyaya yekuti
vamari. Ndoda kuti mumbobate, tiri kudzoka kwamuri, timbotora ka short break. Vamari navadzatsunga, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Tiri kudzoka kwamuri. And our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. Simply go to
The Voice of America.